I'm very excited. It seems like I haven't talked to this next guest in forever. Professor, how are you today?
I am fine. I'm busy as usual, tracking down all the latest frauds and scams going on out there. It's always always something in the land of fraud.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Professor William Cressy, Professor Fraud. That's everybody around here calls him, from Governor State University. I would imagine that concert tickets, that's one of the biggest areas of fraud, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And it always has been, going back to the earliest days, a popular concert in the good old days, back when, I was first going to concert, people would, print out phony, actual tickets.
Yeah.
Then we got the tickets with phony barcodes on it. And now so many venues use only the electronic tickets on phones. But the bad guys have figured out ways of spoofing those as well. You just always have to be careful when you're buying. If you're buying directly from the venue or from the provider, that's one thing. But it's a secondary market where we see things. So when you are buying tickets from the Facebook market and things like
that's
where we see more of this going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the deal. If the ticket price is too good to be true, it's too good to be true. I mean, and I have to tell you, there's nothing more heartbreaking than being behind someone who's showing the person at the gate their ticket, and they said this is not valid. And the devastation that follows for those people who have invested the time and the energy, and they're excited, and then they're turned away at the gate because their ticket is not valid. It's heartbreaking to watch, too. So,
especially if they're there on a date.
Yes.
Oh, man, that will be their first and last date with that person, I'm sure.
So, Professor Fraud, you suggested that when we gather for Thanksgiving, we should have a conversation with the elder members of our family without being condescending, because that is very offensive. But how do we alert them about how fraud has changed and it's not someone knocking at your door or calling on your phone? It's someone reaching out through your phone or online.
Right, exactly. And of course, everyone who get the conversation go about fraud, everyone in the family should be involved in it. But older people, the fraudsters, the scamsters seem to target them for a number of reasons. Right away, people think, well, maybe they're not as sophisticated in the ways of the world, and that plays into it some. But one of the bigger reasons is that very often, if an older person is scammed, they won't report it because they're afraid that their family will think that they're no longer, competent to handle their finances, et cetera. And if you don't report the fraud, then the police can't track the person down. And so the bad guys will, deliberately target older people because they know there's that internal bias against older folks, and they won't report it. So remind everyone, and especially older folks, that if you think you're being scammed, reach out to the other members of the family and run it past them. If you get that little, nudge in the back of your mind that this might be a scam, reach out to your family, and the family should treat them that and realize that they are being targeted. It's not that they're not competent; it's they've been targeted by the bad guys, and talk about things like if you're ever contacted by someone who says they're a government official and they need money right away, and they're putting pressure on you to get the money right away. That's probably a scam.
Yeah, and the thing is, it is hard. I'll be honest. I have a nephew who got scammed, and somehow I got involved because I had an account that he could use. Anyways, he made me promise not to tell my own sister. So we're the old ones, and he's the young one, and he fell prey, and it cost him $500, and It was $500 I put up, so he had to pay me back. But still to this day, he's like, do not tell anyone in the family. Because there is a level of shame and embarrassment. Like, how could I have been taken? How come I didn't see this coming?
Yeah, exactly. I think we see more incidents of fraud against younger people and older people. Now, the people in the middle, the middle-aged folks, they get scammed and they lose more money because very often they have more money to be taken. But our friends, the fraudsters, are always on the cutting edge of technology, and we're seeing that now with AI, with the use of deep fakes, where they will sample somebody's voice, say a relative's voice, off of the internet, off of YouTube, off of TikTok, and then play with it, and then it sounds like it's the call is actually coming from that person, and that's very really nefarious.
Okay, and Professor Fraud, let me explain, because I got to tell you, this has all happened in my family, so I know it's happening in every family. So I had a conversation with my 24-year-old son, and I said, I need you to give me a password so that should this happen and they use your voice to con me, he told me that was ridiculous, that I was worrying about something I didn't need to worry about.
No, and that's something else you discuss with your family, is what I call it is a safe word. Okay, have a safe word that if you're contacted by someone and you suspect it's a fraudster, say, okay, what's the safe word? And make it something that people in your family will remember, but maybe not anyone outside your family. So every family's got their own stories and everything, so use those stories to create the safe word that you want to use to stop the fraudsters.
And we can do that around the Thanksgiving table without getting into politics.
You know what? Talk about fraud rather than politics this Thanksgiving. I think you'll have a much better Thanksgiving dinner.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.